The U.S. Senate is considering ways to improve security at the nation's chemical factories. Legislation is pending to address the issue, which has been among the lower profile concerns arising from the September 11th attacks. Many chemical plants have highly toxic substances on hand and could pose a threat to the lives of millions of people if they were hit by terrorists. NPR's Jack Speer traveled to Texas recently to take a look at how one of the country's largest chemical companies, Dow Chemical, is responding to the possible threat.
Located 50 miles south of Houston, the city of Freeport is one of those places where industry and the environment coexist in a delicate balance. Shrimp boats ply the warm waters of the Gulf of Mexico. A fishing boat has just returned to port and crewmen clean the fish. But never far from view is the town's other major employer, the chemical industry.
Dow Chemical, BASF, Shintec, Rome.
68-year-old Jim Phillips is a former county judge and a current member of the Freeport City Council. He's lived here most of his adult life. Phillips says Dow Chemical came to Freeport more than 50 years ago to build what would ultimately become the company's largest chemical facility in the U.S.
Freeport, of course, grew as a result of the chemical complexes growing here. Freeport was founded by the people who came in really for sulfur back in the 1920s. In the 1930s, Dow came to this area, and as Dow Chemical grew, so did the community.
Dow Chemical's Freeport plant employs 4,000 people in manufacturing, another 1,000 work in research. There are at least 30 regulated chemicals here, including chlorine and phosgene, which is used in the production of pesticides. Tim Scott is director of safety here and takes us on a driving tour through the miles of pipeline at the giant chemical complex.
Okay, we're going to go out of Plant B and across into the Plant A area.
Scott says since September the 11th, security here has gotten much tighter.
This gate used to, pre-9/11, was used for trucks and for Dow employees to come to work. We've changed that to just be the trucks, so we've opened additional gates to move the Dow employees through.
It's mid-morning, but already a dozen trucks are lined up at the gate, waiting to be checked over.
How you doing, sir? I'm gonna need you to shut down, open your side boxes and your hood.
At a central command center, guards check cameras, some of them new. They also monitor two-way radios.
1575, sir.
They acknowledge some of the things Dow is doing now were being done before, but they say there is an increased sense of urgency now. The chemical industry has stressed its willingness to work with the federal government to make sure its plants are secure. However, the industry's position has been that it, rather than the federal government, should be responsible for chemical plant security.
We have the ability to move much more quickly.
Chris Vandenhoevel is with the American Chemistry Council, the group that represents most of the major chemical producers.
One of the things we determined immediately after 9/11 is that we were not going to wait for new regulations, for new rules, for new legislation to start taking steps to make our facilities more secure.
But nearly a year after September 11th, there are still no firm federal security standards in place for the U.S. chemical industry. Critics say allowing the industry to set its own standards makes little sense. Senator John Corzine, a Democrat from New Jersey, has introduced a bill, the Chemical Security Act, which in addition to mandating tighter security at chemical plants, also requires chemical companies to consider safer means of producing chemicals. It would also require a third party to verify the steps plants have taken to boost security.
It directs the Justice Department and EPA to identify the high-risk, high-priority plants around the country. When those priority plants are identified, then that there is some oversight other than by a company signing a pledge that they're going to voluntarily make sure that their plants are secure.
That approach is favored by some experts who have looked closely at the issue of chemical plant security. Nicholas Ashford is a professor of engineering at MIT. He says many of the changes the industry has put in place are purely cosmetic.
The trouble with security badges and the like is it gives you a false sense of security.
Ashford has been involved in chemical plant regulation for 30 years. He says for terrorists bent on sabotaging a chemical plant, such an attack would not be difficult to carry out.
It is easy to do it from within the plant. It is also easy to basically drop a conventional explosive from the air onto these plants, let's say, storing ammonia or chlorine or phosgene, and you would give an immediate release to the plants. Just letting water into the reaction vessels will release an enormous amount of heat and cause an explosion.
Ashford says chemical companies need to radically rethink how they do business, something that could cost billions of dollars on top of all of the money the industry is already spending on increased security.
The industry doesn't want to change anything if it doesn't feel that it's broken. And I think now it would be an opportunity to modernize plant, to save energy, to save materials, to store less on site, to use less water, and to really propel the chemical industry in a more modern way of producing things.
Back in Freeport, it's lunchtime at the Port Cafe, a local gathering place. People are aware that since September 11th, life here has changed.
I don't know that there's more fear, but maybe a little more concern.
Lynette Nadeau is a Freeport city official. She says people here have talked about the possibility of a terrorist attack, but are staying put.
I have not heard anybody say, you know, I'm out of here because of the threat of, you know, a terroristic attack on these plants. We have the ammonia vats, we have the chlorine vats, all of that kind of thing. But I think because so many people in the city work for Dow and the other chemical plants, people know what kind of safeguards are in place there.
But even if people aren't moving away, the mood here is different. Some residents say that if terrorists were to target one of the vast chemical complexes here, there is little the companies could do to prevent it. And so they are more vigilant about reporting anything suspicious. Retired Judge Jim Phillips says there's a feeling of vulnerability. It's much more pronounced than it was a year ago.
I think that people here realize that, you know, we're living in a different time. I think everyone is well aware that Freeport is an area that could be a primary or secondary target in case of terrorist attack. And I think it's gradually probably has sunk in.
Across Freeport Harbor, the hulking chemical plants with their bright orange windsocks serve as a constant reminder of the danger just downwind. The EPA estimates there are more than 100 chemical plants in the U.S. where a major explosion would affect a million people or more. Jack Spear, NPR News, Freeport, Texas.